it's a journey that could take you only 2 weeks if you wanted to make it from Nazareth walking to Jerusalem, but it took the disciples 3 years. Because all this stuff happens on the way in this ordinary time. And the marching orders for that ordinary time are the Beatitudes. And the Beatitudes are the beginning of it, saying, when you go out on this journey, the way of love that takes a circuitous path and meets people where they are, it takes a long time. And it goes on to say, remember, as you go out, you're the salt of the earth. Remember that you are the light. And you don't put your light under the bushel basket. You put it on the lampstand. And don't worry as you go out. Consider the lilies of the field, how they neither toil nor spin. Yet even Solomon in all his glory is not arrayed like one of these. And then he goes and he gathers everyone. Tax collectors, fishermen. He meets people in their darkest and hardest times. And he's present. And there's healing. And there's community. And they prepare their hearts for Jerusalem. It's the perfect way to send Louisa on her journey. This idea of the marching orders, your baptism is this idea that you are blessed. You are now the light in the world. Louisa, meaning light. It's all about light. But we know, and I know from 32 years as an Episcopal priest, starting a community, working with women from the streets and in prison, more than 25 years ago, starting 8 other organizations working with justice. It's in the most desolate places, it's the hardest to bring light. Thistle Farms, we've made our journey and our career and gathered our national movement for women's freedom by making candles and selling them, like the one on the altar. And we light the candle and say, we light this candle for the woman still on the street, the woman trying to find her way home, and a single light can cut a path through the darkest night. But it's true. Oh man, he's already upset that I preached something. So picky, James. Is it James? Yeah, I shouldn't have said the word light. I should have talked about his little sister. That's what it was. He's like, I'm out. But one of the things that we learned early on is that we can't bring that light into prison. You can't bring a candle into prison. And on, I could give you a million examples. The most recent one is that we've been starting a new organization with the refugees from Ukraine, a group of women who all left Eastern Ukraine are living in Kiev and Lviv, and they have, you know, for more than 16 months endured the invasion. And they lost everything, their homes, their lives, and everybody knows that trafficking and refugees are inextricably linked because it's people in their most desolate, vulnerable place. And so they got together, they could all knit, and we decided we were going to call the new group Love Rises, the most radical maybe name you can say in the midst of war, that Love Rises. And they began knitting blankets to symbolize the sunrise. That love rises. And so every week we have to be selling these blankets. So I knew I was coming to Linville, and y'all know Carolyn and David, the most generous, kindest people, and I'm like, I have to sell 8 blankets. Will you buy them all? And be this light. And they said, absolutely, we'll do it. So thank you for being the light today and sharing this hope, because the women in Ukraine say that as they're doing this knitting, no one really just wants to be a refugee. People want to have meaning, and they feel like these blankets share hope, and hope is their currency right now. So at Christmas time, the program was just 2 months underway, and we wrote to them and said, what would you like for Christmas? And they said, we need headlamps. It's hard to see to knit in the bunker. So of course, we sent them not only headlamps, but chocolate, because anytime you need a headlamp, you're going to need chocolate in my humble And they've been knitting and creating these blankets, and we've been sharing them with congregations and places throughout the world. And so we're down to our last blankets, and they've moved now to preparing to make Christmas stockings. But it's light that they needed, the one thing they needed. and we continue to need it. And the idea that Jesus gives us is we are the light for each other. That we, in our baptismal vows and in our commitment to our discipleship, we become the light and shine it for each other. And I'm going to tell you a story, and it's a hard story, but I promise you it's an old story. I have done tons of healing around it. You don't need to worry about it. But here is the story. Is that on my darkest day that I remember, woke up and I realized I was pregnant. I didn't realize that morning. I was pregnant with my second baby, but realizing I was losing it that morning. Same time, my mom, we had to call 911. She had to go to the hospital. And she had no idea what was wrong with her. We would later find out in a few weeks that she had Jakob-Kruse-Field, and she would die in a few weeks after that. Variant of mad cows. It was a bad, horrible day. That's all. So my husband went to the hospital with my mom. I went to my doctor, then met them at the hospital. Walk in. She's already checked into a room, and this woman comes up to me, the nurse, and says, "Ann Stevens, is that Joe Stevens' wife?" Now, you got to know that my father, who was an Episcopal priest, he died when I was very little. I don't remember him. He died in 1968. He had just moved to Nashville, but then he was killed by a drunk driver. So nobody knows who he is. Nobody. And I was like, "Yeah, that's my dad." And she said, "I was the little girl when your father left doing a noonday service at the church in Nashville. He drove by our house. We were having a crisis. And he ministered to my mom and dad, and they credit him with saving their marriage. And he left that house, and that's when he was killed." And she said, "It's an honor for him to care for your mom." Now, of all the people in the world, in this crazy dark time, this light came in, and I knew I was surrounded by love, and God was caring for us. This place, Linville, is a place of light. Yesterday, hiking, the sunlight coming through and making dappled shadows on schist rock shimmering. It's a place of light. But there are still times that are super hard and can be dark, and we can be the light and soak it in so we can go back out and love the world and be that light again and again and again until we get it right.